You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I sound a little, what is up with that? I don't know why I felt like I sounded like I came on here like, hey y'all, what's up? I don't know why I just felt that way, like I just sounded different. I don't know, y'all. It's Saturday morning and I felt a little bit tired when I woke up this morning. I have been screaming a little bit, not screaming so much as hollering, not like hollering, but like hallelujah. And you know what I'm saying? Like just giving the Lord praise with my whole throat, you know, that's probably why I sound like this morning. But I got up, y'all, a little bit tired this morning. Like when my eyes opened up, I was feeling like a little tired. I felt myself like, oh, I kind of want to stay in this bed a little bit. But when my eyes opened up, I had to give the Lord some praise, right? That tiredness didn't stop me from starting my conversation with God while still in the bed. Matter of fact, I prayed in the bed. I read my word in the bed. I even worshiped in the bed. And like I said, I got some hallelujahs in the bed. Now, that's not something I recommend, especially if you just started praying. Like, what you gonna do? I'm gonna tell you. You gonna fall asleep. I didn't fall back asleep because I've been doing this for a while. Thank the Lord. I've been doing this for a while. And so this morning, I was still in the bed, and it was like as I was just praying and worshiping or whatever, there was this heaviness on me. I had this moment where I just felt like I was holding back tears and trying to be strong. I don't know if y'all know, but my name is Strong. Like that's actually my name, like my government name, my maiden name anyway. And so I think sometimes our names say a lot about who we try to often make sure that we are. And I know God made me to be strong, but sometimes I'm weak. Okay. And the word, it says when we are weak, he is strong. He is strong. And so it's okay to just not be weak forever, but just know that when we are weak, he, our Father God, is strong. But I was holding back tears because right now there are some things shifting in my family right now. And I know that everything is going to be fine. But I just had a moment where I just grieved what's actually happening. You know what I'm saying? Like I just grieved the moment of what's happening. There's some shifting taking place, you know, with my family. And it's not like it's not bad or anything like that. It's just, you know, when things shift, when things change, you know, and it's like you have to make an adjustment. And that's really what it is, an adjusting period. But I just had a moment this morning where I just cried about the adjustment. You know what I'm saying? Just being totally transparent with you. And I just started crying, like for real, like a little kid crying. Like I just felt myself crying and snotting and everything. And the Holy Spirit let me know as I cried, hey, I'm not going anywhere. And I will always be with you. I'm not going anywhere. And I will always be with you just like I have always been with you. And as I heard that through what was now loud cries, y'all, because I was crying. That might be why my voice sounded like that, because I might have been crying out loud. But I began to feel this peace take over me. I began to feel this calmness start to come over me. Now, the tears were still falling. The tears were still falling, but the peace was starting to take over. Note the word starting to take over. The calmness was starting to take over, but it hadn't fully taken over. And you know, because it hadn't fully taken over, the enemy even tried to come in and make me feel guilty about the adjustments that were having to be made. He tried to make me feel guilty about what was happening, but I had to shut him up with praise. I had to start saying, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. You are mighty, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just kept on praising. I just kept on praising because I knew the peace and the calmness had started. So I knew in order to get over that hump, I needed to continue to open my mouth and praise and shut the devil up. You know what I'm saying? Because what happens is he wants you to be quiet. He wants you to isolate. He wants you to be silent so that he can just be putting thoughts in your head. And I was like, you ain't doing that today. You ain't doing that no day, matter of fact. So I just had to shut him up with praise. And as I kept praising and pushing that praise right on out of my mouth hard, that's why my throat, you know, kind of scratchy right now. I heard the Holy Spirit say, look, I'm restoring everything that the thief stole from you. Everything that the enemy stole from you, I am restoring. Now, y'all, I knew that was in the Bible somewhere. I didn't know exactly where. But I started to look for it, and I found it in Proverbs 6:31. Matter of fact, I found it. It wasn't just a scripture. I found a whole prophetic blog post about that particular scripture, and it included a whole prayer. I was like, wow, Holy Spirit, this is right on time. Y'all, seeking God. I can't even stress that enough. I can't even stress seeking God enough on this blog and podcast. When you seek God first, he will take you right where you need to be to receive what he has for you to receive. So what does Proverbs 6:31 says? It says, but if he is the thief, if he, the thief, is caught, he must pay back seven times what he stole, even if he has to sell everything in his house. Come on. Woo! Y'all, the CEV translation says, and thieves who get caught must pay back seven times what was stolen and lose everything. See, the thief is the devil, just in case you didn't know. The thief is the devil, and he has stolen some stuff from me, y'all. I know he done stole some stuff from you, too. He done stole some stuff from me and from you. Now that I see God daily, though, I have a deeper relationship with Holy Spirit. And see, Holy Spirit is able to reveal the thief's strategies. Yeah. He revealing the thief's strategies, and now I can see over the course of my life how the thief came into the door, how I left doors open with sin, and how the thief came in and took some stuff from my life because I left that door open, because I was disobedient to the commands of the Lord. That's how he got in. He can't come, y'all, listen to me. He can't come in unless you leave the door open. With sin leaves the door open. Even if it's a crack, he slide in. Y'all, the thief had come in, taken from my life, taken from my relationships, taken my marriage. Y'all know I'm divorced. The thief came in, took from my finances, took from my family. But Proverbs 6:31, hallelujah, says he got to pay it back because he's been caught. He's been caught. See, he tried to go and do things undetected. Some things I knew about and still did it anyway. That's my bad. But some things the thief came and tried to be undetected. I didn't know it was the thief. You know what I'm saying? But John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever has been stolen, whatever the thief has killed in your life, whatever the thief has destroyed in your life, it has to be paid back. See, once you recognize who it is, once you recognize, oh, this is the devil right here. This is the devil. The devil will try to come steal your creativity. The devil will try to come steal your health. The devil will try to come steal your wealth. The devil will try to come steal your marriage. The devil will try to come and steal anything that he can, because he wants to ruin. He don't want you to be married. That's why he sent people to entice you, to tempt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the devil is slick. But once you start recognizing the strategies, though, and the only way you can recognize them strategies, though, is if you have a relationship with Holy Spirit, and then he begin to reveal that stuff to you, you be like, wait a minute. That's the devil. That is the devil. He is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus came so that we may have life and have it to the full. Yeah, that's part of John 10:10-2. See, it talks about what the thief come to do. And then it says, but. Don't y'all love a good but? B-U-T. But Jesus came so that we may have life and not just have it to the full. Because y'all, let me tell you something. I want everything the devil stole from me back. And not just what I had. You know what I'm saying? Not just what I had, but seven times what I had. Seven means divine perfection and completion. And Philippians 1:6 says, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So even what the devil thought he stole from me is still going to be completed. My purpose in God will still prevail. My destiny is still definite. Come on, somebody. Y'all. Okay. Let me focus. As I was reading that blog post, y'all, it said, where you have been attacked the most, you will have the greatest breakthrough. Y'all, I could have shouted. Matter of fact, I did shout. Okay. I did shout because the devil has always attacked me in relationships and finances. I'm talking about back in college, my chest used to be hurting over finances. Okay. It was like, it was manifesting in my chest with financial stuff, right? It was like I had a hole in my pocket. I was always getting money. Okay. I worked. So I was always getting money because I said I worked. For somebody out there, I don't know who that's for, but I worked and I was always getting money, but it was like I had a hole in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I know I just had $20. It seemed like I just had $100 and now it's gone. Where did that money go to? First of all, I wasn't giving God his first. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing it. But anyway, y'all, it says, wherever you have been attacked the most, that's where you're going to have the greatest breakthrough. Y'all, shout right now, because wherever he been attacking you at the most, hallelujah, that's where you gonna get the greatest breakthrough. And I'm shouting hallelujah for my seven times restitution blessing. And it's already happening. Praise the Lord. It's already happening because it's already done in heaven. So be it unto me on earth in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Okay. All right, y'all, restitution. But now we about to go into Acts. Y'all know we've been reading Acts, the whole book of Acts, but we've been reading it day by day, chapter by chapter. And today we read chapter 4. Well, you should have read chapter 4 today. So what stood out for me, and y'all feel free to share with me what stood out to you. Just shoot me an email or make a comment on the blog. Matter, shoot me an email. Don't make a comment on the blog because I'm still trying to figure out how to read those comments. I know they're out there, but I'm like, wait, what? You know, but anyway, what stood out for me in Acts chapter 4 is verses 4, 20, and 31. Okay, verses 4, 20, and 31. So yesterday we talked about how Peter and John healed the lame man, right? And so when you read in verse 4 in chapter 4, the study notes say, through the healing of one lame man, God brought about 5,000 men to Christ. Y'all, from one man, 5,000 men came to Christ. 5,000? 5,000? That's what the young people say. I think that's what they still say. But 5,000 came to Christ? That goes to show you that if you just be obedient to the one thing God told you to do, if you just be obedient to bless the one person, to heal, lay your hands and heal the one person, to pray for the one person, to do the one assignment by God, it can bless way more than the one. Come on, y'all. One lame man and then 5,000 people came to Christ. Ooh-wee. Y'all be shouting right now. I'm talking about shouting. If not, read it again. You know what I'm saying? Read it again. Speaking of shouting, verse 20 says, for we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. See, the priest, the captain of the temple police, and the Sadducees had confronted Peter and John about what they did with the lame man, right? And they didn't want them, Peter and John, spread the name of Jesus, basically. But y'all, the 5,000 had already heard the message about Jesus and believed it. So they was kind of late trying to shut Peter and John up. But I love how Peter and John answered them in verse 20. They say, "For we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." If I bring that to the 2000s, right? They basically was saying, "Can't stop, won't stop." Okay? That's what Peter and John was like. "We can't stop and we won't stop. We ain't gonna stop speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard." Like, we ain't about to stop talking about Jesus. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. But as for me and my house, we're going to keep on popping off at the mouth about Jesus. Okay? And then on down in verse 31, it says, "When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God boldly." I just want to wrap up this episode because y'all know I'm super crunk right now. And zero coffee, okay? I'm caffeinated on Jesus this morning. I want to encourage you to be bold today. I want you to know and write it down. The thief did not win. What God has for you is yours. And now that you know who it was that took it from you, come on somebody, the thief got to pay 7 times what he stole from you. Somebody say restitution. You gotta pay me restitution. Yeah. I don't know what beat that is, y'all, but restitution. The big payback. Okay, y'all. The big payback. He gotta pay back. So what you gotta do is make sure you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, okay? And not what was stolen. Because we already have the victory and it's coming back. Matter of fact, your girl been over here cleaning out the old lately because I'm making room. I'm making big room for all that God has for me because I'm getting what God has for me plus what the enemy stole from me. Sometimes. Okay. What God has for me and then what the enemy stole from me is mine sometimes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this. Y'all thought I was coming in with a little recorded, pre-recorded. Nah, it's still me, still crunk. Listen, y'all, wasn't that good? I just love it. It seemed like sometimes my Saturday, and I'm late posting this, by the way, but the Saturday podcast just be super, super crunk, okay? So what are your assignments for today? I hope y'all are doing these assignments. Like I said, doing the assignments really just takes you, you know, a little bit further with the podcast. You're not just a listener, okay? You are a doer, okay? Doer. Do it. Do it. Okay, so number one, I want you to write the answer to this down. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? I'm talking about if I come to your house right now, you can open your notebook and show me what the Lord said to you in y'all conversation that y'all had this morning. Okay, and let me just put this in here. Sometimes, many times, the Lord will talk to you throughout the day. So you want to have your notepad at the ready, okay? Or your notes app in your phone. All right. I just don't want y'all to think he can talk to you just in the morning, okay? Because he can talk to you whenever he wants to. Because a lot of times, he's trying to talk to many of y'all late in the midnight hour, like around 3 a.m., 4 a.m. He's been waking y'all up. He's been doing this for a while. He's been waking you up because he want to talk to you, and you've been getting upset because you being awakened out of your sleep, and the Lord is like, "I really want to talk to you. I really want to have a conversation with you." So what I would suggest y'all do is have a notepad by your bed. If you've been getting up, you know, at 3 and 4 a.m. like consistently, because the Lord is consistent, okay? And as you, when you wake up, just be like, "Lord, what is it? What do you have for me? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." And then write down what you hear, okay? Now, it may look like scribble scrabble, when you wake up and be like, ooh, whoa, what was that? But just do your best. Just do your best, okay? The thing I don't want you to do is just keep going back to sleep, because you see it keep happening, right? It keeps happening for a reason. But anyway, that's number one. Number two, what area has the enemy attacked you the most? Write it down. Write it down. Look, write it down. Write it down. Hey, write it down. Because that is the area of your breakthrough. That is the area of your breakthrough. So start preparing now, y'all. Start preparing now for the sevenfold return. If you've been feeling that urge, that unction to start cleaning up like I have, to start getting rid of the old to make room for the new, get rid of that stuff. Get rid of it. Come on, throw it away. Have a big haul when the trash man come. Come on now. Have a big haul. Have a, just let the trash man be like, what is going on here? You let him know, hey, I got big things popping. Big things are coming, and I got to get rid of the old. So, Mr. Trash Man, I need you to take this away from here, because the Lord is getting ready to bless me, and the enemy is getting ready to pay me back sometimes what he stole. All right, y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all for hanging in there when this thing doesn't be up at 10 Central Time. Come on. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for staying with me, rocking with me. I really do appreciate you. And finally, make sure you tune in tomorrow. I got a real special treat for the Sunday segment called Our Conversations with God. I think y'all are going to really, really enjoy my two special guests for the podcast tomorrow. So make sure y'all stay tuned. And until then, I'll talk to you guys later.